This is Scott Braddock on KTRH.com. Joining me now from the Netherlands is Lindsay Ashford, who runs a website that is controversial, to say the least. He is championing and defending pedophiles. Mr. Ashford, can you just start out by explaining why you feel like you need to do this?
There are a lot of purposes, really. Primarily, I need to raise awareness that there is a distinct difference between a pedophile and a child molester. Very often in the media, the distinction is blurred between the two. And people do not understand that a pedophile is simply somebody who has an attraction to children, who does not necessarily act upon the attraction. Whereas a child molester is somebody who has violated the law and who may or may not be a pedophile.
I mean, do you think that the people who are pedophiles should be treated any differently? I mean, if you know that somebody has a proclivity for wanting to do something that would be breaking the law, they shouldn't be looked at any differently?
I think that we need to make a distinction between people who are violating the law and people who are not violating the law.
But my question is, though, do you think people who are known to want to engage in activity that breaks the law, should they be looked at differently?
Well, I think the law is fundamentally wrong. So I think what needs to be looked at is not the people, but the law and the society which creates the law.
What's wrong with the law?
The law is restricting people based upon an arbitrary criterion, and it is disallowing people, children, to explore their sexuality in a environment which does not create some sort of penalty for the participants in the activity.
Do you have an opinion about how young is too young for a child to have sex?
Well, the site clearly says that I do not advocate penetrative sexual activity with people who have not reached puberty.
But, I mean, other than that type of, obviously there are other types of sex, do you have an opinion about how old somebody has to be to engage in other types of sex?
I think that anybody can enjoy pleasure and that non-invasive forms of intimacy can be enjoyed by all people.
What do you mean when you say non-invasive forms?
I am talking specifically about penetrative sex.
But I mean things like oral sex and...
I'm sorry?
Things like oral sex and that kind of activity, that is not included at all in what you're talking about?
I'm saying that non-invasive activity should not be prescribed by the law.
So there should be no laws regarding people who, for example, do what most people consider to be molestation of children?
I think that there should be laws against any form of sexual contacts which are obtained by force, coercion, manipulation, or deception.
Okay. Now let me ask you about this. Are you aware of this group led by this artist, Petra Luna, who want to shut down your site? Have you heard about this?
I have heard about
it. What do you think about that?
I think it's just rubbish.
Why?
My website is a legal website. It does not encourage breaking the law. It does not contain anything which is illegal. And I think that it creates a very important discussion. I do not think that something which is protected by the Constitution should be taken off the Internet. I have just as much a right to express my opinion as anybody else does.
They think that that you are encouraging people to break the law. You say otherwise?
Well, my website really says in many places that people should abide by the law of the land, and that they should use democratic means to challenge the law, foment discussion of the law, and hopefully change the law.
And change the law to say what?
Well, I think that there should be a change in age of consent laws.
To how old?
I don't think there should be an age of consent.
Okay, so I have a 5-year-old daughter. You think that ought to be okay for someone to have sex with her?
I do not advocate penetrative sexual activity with five-year-old.
Should someone be able to have oral sex with my 5-year-old daughter?
Yes.
They should?
Yes.
But you're not telling people to do that now. You're telling people to get the law to be changed to say that?
That's correct.
All right. Have you had a lot of response to your site? Do you get a lot of people emailing you?
I get quite a few emails.
What do they say? Is it mainly supportive or the other way?
I get primarily negative emails, but I do get supportive emails as well.
Yeah, give me some example. I mean, what do people say? Do they say you're sick? Do they say you're a pervert? What do they tell you?
I get a number of death threats. I get a lot of people telling me to rot in hell. Lots of people telling me...
because you think that their five-year-old kids ought to be having sex? I mean, is that right?
A lot of things that I should not be expressing my opinion.
What do the supportive people say?
Quite a few of the supportive people are pleased that there's somebody who is standing up for this. Of course, a lot of them have a similar sexual orientation to me and are living in fear, and they believe that it's important for some of us to stand up and challenge the society that wants us all to hide, to live in fear, to have nowhere to go to discuss our attractions and work out the feelings that come along with that.
Right. Now, you know, I'm speaking to you from Texas, where people, a lot of people think that anybody who would advocate allowing a five-year-old to have any kind of sex probably ought to be strapped to a chair and shot in the head. I mean, is there anything you can say to people who would be that upset that might change their mind? Or
I think that there are fundamental flaws in society's mentality today. We live in a society of violence, where violence is glorified in all sorts of media. And I think it's very odd that we are concentrating on prescribing love and intimacy when there is a surfeit of violence pervading our culture. And I'd also point out that in cultures that are restrictive on sexual activity and on intimacy, there is a correlation in increased levels of violence. We need to examine the causes of violence and dysfunctionality in our society rather than prescribing intimacy, care, and love.
Do you think that children who have any type of sex with adults grow up to be well adjusted?
I think that they can do if they
do. You
are
think that they do is my question.
Let me answer the first question.
Well, no, my question was, do you think that they do grow up to be well adjusted?
I think that some do.
Do you know of any?
I know of people who had sexual encounters with adults when they were elementary school age children.
All right, and you think that they're all right?
I think they're fine.
And you were going to say something else about that?
I think that a big factor in whether they grow up to be well-adjusted is whether they are allowed to explore this intimacy in a supportive environment, or if they have a situation where they have a situation and adults find out about it and go ballistic about it.
But you don't think they should go ballistic about it?
I think that so long as there is consent and respect that children...
Do you think that a five-year-old grasps what's going on well enough to be able to consent to sexual activity?
A five-year-old understands friendship. A five-year-old understands affection.
So can a two-year-old consent to sex?
A two-year-old understands pleasure.
So they can consent to sex?
They can consent to pleasurable activity.
Can a six-month-old do that?
I'm sure that six-month-olds also have nerve endings and an understanding.
So a six
a understanding of what is pleasurable to them. Yeah.
So a six-month-old can consent to sex.
A six-month-old can consent to activities that it finds pleasurable.
And so you don't understand why you get death threats.
I do not understand why people would want other people to break the law and kill me.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about this?
I think that it's really important that we address the issue of people who have attractions similar to mine. Society cannot expect for us all to hide under a rock with no outlet, nowhere to talk, nowhere to turn, and fear of loss of job, loss of family, loss of livelihood, if anybody discovers what our attraction is.
All right. Have you had sex with children who would be underage in the U.S.?
I have not.
All right. That is Lindsay Ashford, and I'm Scott Braddock here on KTRH.com.